The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Thank you for tuning in to the Buckmaster Show today. It's Thursday, May 16th, 2019, and no, I'm not Bill Buckmaster. This is Ryan Hansen, president of Bon Voyage Travel. Bill is out all week, and I'm filling in for him today. And I typically join Bill on the monthly basis as a contributor to the show, talking travel. And that's what we're going to do all hour today. It's the travel hour of the Buckmaster Show. I'm joined by Bob Dio. He's on the other side of the glass as our engineer for today's show. Thanks for helping us out. The Bill Buckmaster Show, as you know, airs Monday through Friday, noon to 1 p.m. on 1030, Tucson's trusted voice for news and talk. And you can always keep up with the happenings of the Bill Buckmaster Show on Facebook. And more details about the show, including bios of all of our contributors, archived episodes, etc., can also be found at buckmastershow.com. As mentioned, today's show is all about travel, and in fact, I just got off of the road on Sunday, came back from a two-week African safari. Yes, I was in the bush in the Maasai Mara, and boy, was it a fabulous trip. Kenya and Tanzania, East Africa is a destination on everyone's bucket list, and if it's not, it very well should be. So what I decided to do is to bring an expert on with me. And our first guest is Christy Angelotti. She's the director of sales with Mikado Safaris, who was the tour operator who coordinated the entire trip for us. And if you want to go first class and a handheld experience internationally to Africa or India, Mikado Safaris is the way to go. Christy, thanks for joining us today on the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks for having me on.
Long time no see. The last time we saw each other, we were at the Ngorongoro Crater in Tanzania. I hope that today in Los Angeles, the views are as spectacular, but something tells me they're not.
Yeah, I can say that my view in Culver City, California looks anything like the plains of Africa, but let's revisit our experience today for a few minutes.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's start right away because there's so many people that I believe they think they know what a safari is. They think they believe it's something pretty special. But from your standpoint, and I know you've been on a dozen or so safaris, what makes it so special?
Well, let's start with picturing yourself standing in the grass in Kenya's Maasai Mara, watching a beautiful bush sunset, enjoying a cocktail that we call a sundowner. Now, that is Africa's version of happy hour.
Oh, I like that.
And when you're on safari, you'll be on the lookout for the big five. So lion, cape buffalo, elephant, rhino, the elusive leopard. You may sleep in a safari camp with tented walls. You may hear a lion roaring way off in the distance in the middle of the night. You'll see various types of antelope, wildebeest, the graceful giraffe. You'll learn that when you see a group of zebras together, they're called a dazzle. Maybe you're a birder. You can look for 1,000 types of bird species. You may see crocodiles or hippos, or you may learn that you're into some of the lesser-loved animals like the warthog or my favorite, the hyena. Now, you'll experience, when you go to Africa, genuine warmth from friendly and hospitable people. These are people who are truly interested in meeting you, learning about where you're from, how far you've traveled to their corner of the world. And there's a common saying that you go to Africa for the animals and you return for the people. And this rings true for so many travelers to the continent. And for so many people, Africa is a bucket list journey. So some people wait their entire lives to finally get there. But I always say it's so important to get to Africa sooner than later. Don't wait until late in retirement. Go soon, because once you do go, there's a strong chance that you'll return. Africa is so massive, and once you set foot on the continent, you'll realize how much more there is to see and do, and you'll already be planning your next African adventure.
As I am, for sure, Christy. We just got back, and I've already been thinking about South Africa. We'll dive into the different parts of Africa. It is such a giant continent with different experiences, but you mentioned one of the lesser animals, not the big five, but you mentioned the warthog, and as the locals call them, lion sausages. I loved that. I thought that was just so perfectly apropos to describe the wildlife. And that was one of my memories just from this last week. What do you have a favorite safari experience you could share with us?
You know, Ryan, it's so difficult to narrow it down. There are so many big experiences on the continent. Just to name a few, we've got the Serengeti, the Masai Mara, Ngorongoro Crater, beaches of Zanzibar, Kruger National Park, Okavango Delta, the Skeleton Coast, Victoria Falls. Now, I could go on and on, but since you asked for one, today I'm going to go with gorilla trekking in Rwanda. This is the perfect add-on to a safari in either East or Southern Africa. So there are only about 1,000 mountain gorillas left on our planet, but I'm happy to say that conservation efforts have been successful, and the population of wild gorillas has actually doubled in the past 10 years. Tourism and revenue from trekking permits are definitely helping sustain their existence. So when you do go gorilla trekking in Rwanda, you can expect to hike in a dense forested mountain. These are all day hikes, and you may trek for as little as 30 minutes or up to a few hours, depending on which family you're trekking to. And once you find the gorillas, you'll have your expert team of guides and rangers with you, and you'll spend an hour observing them up close, taking pictures, and literally pinching yourself because it's so surreal to be standing a few feet away from a mountain gorilla family. Now, when I went a few years ago, a playful 2-year-old gorilla actually tapped me on the shoulder. And if we weren't on the radio right now, I'd show you the selfie I took while it was happening. So with Mikado Safari's gorilla trekking extensions, you can add a visit to Rwanda to either the beginning or end of your safari. You'll visit the beautiful, green, lush, inspiring country of Rwanda, and you'll stay in a beautiful remote lodge. You'll go on 2 gorilla treks. Talk about bucket list.
That sounds fantastic. And is it safe? I mean, when people hear gorillas and a few feet away, I have to believe that your guides have been there enough before to make it a safe experience.
That's right. And the rangers live in the park full time protecting the gorillas. They know each gorilla. Each one has a name. Each one is identified. They're there to protect them, study them around the clock, and they will take great care of you when you're on your trek.
I can only imagine our listeners now hearing you describe the experiences that you can come across, and if they say to themselves, well, where do I start? Because you named multiple places. So let's at least kind of narrow it down maybe. East Africa, so Kenya, Tanzania is a popular destination, especially for the migrations of the wildebeest and the zebra, but also South Africa, with South Africa and Zambia and Botswana. What would you say are the differences between those two different safaris? Experiences?
You know, Ryan, that's a common question. We get that often, and it really depends on what you as a traveler are looking to get out of your safari experience. So maybe you envision Africa as vast open plains with giant herds of animals. Maybe you're interested in the Great Migration. Maybe you were moved by what you saw in the film Out of Africa. So if you'd like a deep dive into safari, nature, and culture, you'd like to take bush flights from camp to camp and fully immerse yourself in wild, remote Africa, spend your days going on safari, then East Africa is probably what you're looking for because that will deliver that experience. Now, if you'd like to do some safari, but not necessarily the entire trip, you want a diverse range of experiences, then probably Southern Africa is where you'd start. With that trip, you'd spend half your time on safari between South Africa's Kruger National Park or maybe Botswana's Okavango Delta, but the other half you'd spend visiting Cape Town, the Cape Winelands, maybe Victoria Falls. So at Mikado Safaris, we offer both customized safaris and small group departures into East and Southern Africa. Now, if you did choose a group departure, you could always add an a la carte extension to any of our safaris. So let's say you're going on our Heart of Kenya and Tanzania trip, very similar to what Ryan just experienced. You'll absolutely have to see Victoria Falls on the end. Maybe you want to see Cape Town or go gorilla trekking. You just add it as an extension. The good thing is there's no bad choice. And the chances are you'll be back again to see what you missed on your first journey.
Oh, that is absolutely true. And now, like with traveling in any destination, be it cruising or land vacations, people have options and they can choose different travel suppliers. I experienced Mikado Safaris and can tell you that the level of service, the level of attention to detail was second to none. But Christy, maybe give me your 1-minute elevator pitch of why travel to Africa and why you would do it specifically with Mikado Safaris.
Well, Ryan, Mikado Safaris has been voted the number one world's best safari operator by the readers of Travel and Leisure an unprecedented 9 times. No other tour company, no other safari operator has done this. Also, it's important to note that we're fully inclusive. So that means all accommodations, transfers, activities, all meals with local beer and wine, unlimited laundry. That really comes in handy when you have weight restrictions for bush flights. We'll provide you with a marmot rolling duffel that you can use for the bush flights. And, you know, I just returned, as you did, from a Mikado safari last week. I returned with a suitcase full of clean clothes, which is difficult to do. But the most important inclusion is all the gratuities. There's no tipping required with Mikado. No searching for envelopes, stressing about getting local currency. You're not going to find an ATM in the bush. And no worrying about who or how much to tip. It's all included.
Yeah, I didn't exchange money one time. I wanted for nothing. And one of the simplest explanations of the level of detail, we went together on a bush flight from Kenya to Tanzania. And of course, international flight requires some different documentation as you went from airport to airport. And Mikado Safaris took it upon themselves to fill out all of the travel cards that you need, all of the information from a document standpoint. So when we arrived in country, our Mikado Safari guide said, pull out card number one and your passport. That's all you need as I usher you to this specific immigration line set up just for Mikado guests. And I felt like royalty. I felt like I was part of the royal family who often travels to Africa, and only because I was traveling with Mikado Safaris. And so I'd like to leave you with that. Christy, thank you for joining us on the Buckmaster Show today. I hope we've inspired a lot of Tucsonans to make their next trip an African safari. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ryan.
You bet. Well, stay tuned. The Bill Buckmaster Show continues. We're going to go from land to water. We are ocean cruising when we return with Oceana Cruises. Stay tuned to the Buckmaster Show.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Every day, your safety and freedom is protected by the service and sacrifice of our first responders and military. Please join us in this community effort to build the Southern Arizona Veterans and First Responders Living Memorial, a place to celebrate those who have paid the price for our freedom and those who continue to defend it today. Help create a space where these memories, past, present, and future, will live forever. Learn more and donate by visiting vfrm.org.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's is located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Exciting news. Now at Mona's, they're serving made-to-order hot breakfast, and they're actually open right now for lunch. Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Go to monasdanishbakery.com or buckmastershow.com for a link to Mona's Danish Bakery. And we're transitioning, as we mentioned in our last segment, oh boy, where you were just excited. I know everyone was excited about a potential safari. The gentleman that's joining me here in a few minutes was actually on safari with us, but his major focus is about cruising. And if you don't want to travel with thousands of people on the same ship or be on that party boat that never sleeps, or and you don't want to compromise because, boy, that food on the buffet just doesn't sound very good, then Oceana Cruises should be in your future. They answer all of those questions in the opposite direction. I'm pleased to introduce our next guest, the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing from Oceana Cruises, James Rodriguez, joins us on the Buckmaster Show. James, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Good to hear from you. Boy, I don't want to sidetrack too much, but we had pretty good time on that safari last week, didn't we?
That was incredibly awesome. I had a great time.
It's a fabulous time in the travel industry. Specifically, cruising is definitely growing. Maybe let's start kind of big picture, James, from your perspective. You've been in the cruise industry for 20 years now, or 20 years plus. What is kind of your perspective of the growth and the forecast of cruising?
Well, just over the last 10 years, you can see just with the increase of capacity from, you know, all the different suppliers out there, not just Oceana Cruises, you can see just how popular cruise travel has become. This industry is seeing just upsurge of growth, especially just in the past 10 years. And I believe people are actually seeing the value of a cruise vacation. It's really resonating with travelers. Coupled with the form of travel that allows you to see so many different cities and iconic cities of the world all in one vacation, I think that really resonates with guests and travelers out there.
Yeah, there's no doubt there is value to unpacking once. There's value to all the inclusions that come on a cruise. But let's dial in a little bit more. I'm very familiar with Oceana Cruises. You are a fantastic partner of Bon Voyage Travel. In fact, our number one cruise supplier partner, and we are proud to say that, James. So we're glad you're on the air. Can, from your words, and you're one of the people that has crafted the Oceana Cruise brand messaging for the last 15 years. You were there for the launch. Maybe in your words, you could capture what is the essence of an Oceana Cruise.
Well, you know, our cruise line, it was built from the very beginning, since 2003, for the experienced travelers, those who to go out and engage with the destinations and the people that we visit. The hallmark of our brand at Oceana is really the finest cuisine at sea. And it really extends, you know, beyond just the restaurants and the menus. It's the type of cruise that people who love food and wine would absolutely enjoy. It's a one-of-a-kind of culinary adventure. We have some culinary discovery tours where you actually go out and visit wineries, and you visit with local people, especially in Italy. You can go and to someone's home and learn how to make the freshest pasta that you've ever made. So we extend not only the finest cuisine at sea, but we on board our ships, but also into the types of programs that we present our guests on board. So when you're in Spain, you go out to the markets there, and our chefs go with you, and you learn to shop for the different types of spices and the meats and the vegetables. And we are one of only a few cruise lines that have a hands-on culinary school at sea, where you actually cook side by side with your guests. So when you are on this excursion with our chefs, you go out and you pick these fruits, vegetables, spices. You come back and they teach you, again, in Spain, how to make the best paella you've ever made in your life. Or when you're in Greece, you're learning to make Greek dishes. So you know, you could take a culinary class anywhere, but when you're actually in the region that you're traveling and you're learning to make the regional cuisine from there, it's extra special.
Oh, I can concur just from my own personal experience. I was on board Oceana Riviera, and we were docked in Valencia, the home of paella, and we were in the culinary kitchen, as you mentioned, and it's exactly what you stated. We went into town, picked out all of the foods and fresh spices, came back into the kitchen, and the Oceana Cruises kitchen specialist came in and taught us how to cook paella, which was a highlight for me. But I got to tell you, my wife was more excited because they made homemade sangria, and she was really excited about the sangria. I was loving the paella, and that's the point of Oceana. They meet everybody where they're at from a food palate standpoint. But you guys are also innovating, James. You're not just standing and resting on your laurels. You guys have been a leader in the cruise industry, as we mentioned, for 15 years, but a new campaign has been launched, Oceana Next. Tell our listeners what that's all about.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned earlier, our company was founded in 2003 on the spirit of entrepreneurism. We subscribe to the Japanese principle of Kaizen, which speaks to the continual gradual improvements. So we're always trying to enhance the guest experience, and Oceana Next is our platform for actually doing this. From building brand new ships that will be coming out in 2022 and 2025, to enhancing even our current fleet with the multi-million-dollar makeovers on board our ships. Those are the big projects, but we're also constantly enhancing our menus, our shore excursion options. We're just about to announce, and you'll be the first to hear, our Go Local tours, where guests are given the opportunity to live like a local while in many of our ports. You can be a shepherd for a day. You can learn to make pasta, like I said, from some of the local chefs in the small towns in Italy and in Cinque Terre. So these new tours are really exciting and give our guests, who these days are not guests who go out to visit the souvenir shops. You know, they're not collectors of stuff. They're really, today, they're collectors of experiences. They want authentic experiences and engage with people and engage with the cultures that we're actually visiting these days. So that's what we're always trying to do, is enhance the guest experience. And Oceana Next is our platform to announce all these new improvements to the brand.
Yeah, one of the new evolutions that I thought caught my eye, not for me personally, but for a lot of people I know, maybe you can touch on the extensive menu options that now you're providing from a plant-based menu selections.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in addition to just our regular gourmet meals out there, sometimes we have guests who really want to eat some healthy options. And so we have some plant-based options, not only from our smoothies all the way down to our salads, and some really intricate menu options that we're testing right now, from plant-based hamburgers to you know, plant-based gourmet smoothies. So we're really excited about it. We actually won a PETA award for our introduction of over 300 vegan and plant-based options on board our ships.
And that's something special. I do have a relative that is, it happens to be of the vegan variety, and she finds in many restaurants there's one option. You know, there's only one choice.
Yeah.
So then, and that restaurant claims to be vegan friendly, and she doesn't exactly think that that's really friendly to only have one choice. And that's what your cruise line is about, is choices and options. So it's fabulous to hear the number of options you're providing in the evolution of food. And as we kind of talk about food, your executive chef for Oceana Cruises for many years has been Jacques Pepin, and he's been inspirational and instrumental in creating the brand promise that you deliver, as you mentioned, the finest cuisine at sea. I have to ask, what's your favorite restaurant or maybe favorite dish on board an Oceana cruise?
Well, you're really putting me on the spot. I know you mentioned Jacques Pepin. We have his only restaurant in the world on board our ships, Marina and Riviera, called Jacques. And the cuisine there is just absolutely fabulous, the best French cuisine you've ever had in your life. But I do have to say that Red Ginger, which is our Asian-infused restaurant, is probably one of my favorites. And two items on there would be the watermelon duck salad, which I think is absolutely wonderful. And then also our miso glazed sea bass, which is a guest favorite on board our ships. It has to probably be my favorite.
And there is no doubt that both of those dishes in Red Ginger are spectacular. They're memorable. You want to go back for more. And I cannot say any higher that you really true meet your brand promise of the finest cuisine at sea. Just in our last question, maybe if someone has never experienced an Oceania cruise, maybe they've never cruised before, James, what itinerary would you suggest or region would you recommend as for a first-time cruiser?
I always recommend the Med because, like I said earlier in the interview, that you wake up every day in a new location, a new iconic city, from Rome to Florence, Monte Carlo, Marseille. You wake up in Spain, and you really get a great value for a travel vacation. So I always tell first timers that look at the Med, because you have the combination of Italy, France, and Spain to really explore in depthly in a 7-day or 10-day cruise. And so that's going to give you a taste not only for cruising, but also just the places that you could actually visit in the world.
Well, we would highly recommend Oceania Cruises for a first-time cruiser or a repeat cruiser who's never tried Oceania before. We are thankful to James Rodriguez, the Senior Executive Vice President for Sales and Marketing for Oceania, for joining us. Thanks, James. Love talking to you soon.
Thanks, Ryan.
Since 1970, Green Things has been to the go-to place for your gardening needs. Now Green Things, on their 13-acre site, is home to the Zocalo Village and all of those fine Mexican and Latin American imports. Green Things on River Road, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Stay tuned as the Buckmaster Show continues. This is Ryan Hansen with Bon Voyage Travel, and yes, it's the Travel Hour. We're going to be talking North and South Poles when we return.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. So much to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, like exploring historic downtown Silver City or visiting the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. For a complete listing of the many things to do and great places to stay, visit southwestnewmexico.org. And that is a perfect spot as we continue with the Travel Hour here on the Buckmaster Show. I'm Ryan Hansen, president of Bon Voyage Travel here in Tucson, locally owned and operated since 1976. We've been talking safari. We've touched on ocean cruising. It's time to go off the beaten path. The Arctic, the Antarctic, the polar regions are a very hot destination. I know, a little tongue-in-cheek there, and we're joined by one of the, if not the most experienced polar experts on the planet, the regional sales director of Quark Expeditions, Beth Mercier. Beth, thanks for joining us on the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, Ryan. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much for welcoming me.
Oh, it's great having you on, because I think there is so much information out there, and people need to discern between what is expedition travel. Can I travel on an expedition trip if I'm not a triathlete or a marathon runner? So let's kind of start, and we'll narrow down to the poles, but let's start, because you guys are the experts in this area. What are the reasons people are traveling more and more on expedition style voyages?
Absolutely. I think we're coming to a time where people are so inquisitive and want to explore the farthest reaches of the planet. And when you've done the typical vacation, when you've gone to the major tourist destinations, you start to crave wide open, beautiful, natural scenery. And it's also such a luxury to be able to see a destination that is so pure and so untouched by modern day. And I think that's really why more people are now considering the polar regions.
So what would you say would be the ideal profile of an expedition traveler?
I definitely think that, and generally when someone comes to join us at Quark Expeditions on a polar voyage, they generally have a very specific travel goal in mind. This might be someone who has a personal travel goal of checking off their seventh continent. They want to see the northern lights. They maybe are penguin enthusiasts. And so there's generally some particular reason that brings them to the polar regions. But most commonly, the general factor that a lot of passengers have in common is that they love nature, wildlife. They maybe have a interest in photography, either a simple point-and-shoot camera. I mean, I used my iPhone a few times in Antarctica, so you don't have to have the most professional-grade equipment, but you love to capture the beauty of nature.
And I think as the evolution of expedition traveling happens, I think what we're finding is it is more open and accessible to different types of travelers, I think is kind of your point. But as we narrow down, and I mentioned early on in this segment that you work for the polar experts in this space, Quark Expeditions. Again, we're joined by Beth Mercier, who is a regional sales director for Quark. Can you describe the experience of traveling with a Quark tour?
Absolutely. And I've been in the industry now for almost 20 years, and even my own family and close friends still sometimes believe only researchers or scientists go down to destinations like Antarctica, when that's no longer the case. But it is so important for anyone considering a trip to Antarctica to go with a trusted operator, because these are pristine, beautiful destinations that we want to ensure we are protecting. And so at Quark Expeditions, as we are the leader in polar adventures, We bring purpose-built expedition vessels that have sustainable practices in terms of fuel consumption, and we treat the destination of leave only footsteps, take only memories. We want to protect this beautiful area and this amazing world that we are visiting. And so I think now that there's more opportunity and accessibility, I mean, our shortest Antarctica itinerary is only 7 nights. And when you put that into perspective, you could be down there in just 2 days' time, floating by an iceberg, waving hello to penguins. It makes it a lot more of an easier topic to consider.
And as it may top 100 degrees here very soon in Tucson, Arizona, you just touched on something floating next to an iceberg that many Tucsonans would be craving right now.
Yes, and it's good to know the seasonality. So as we're located in the Northern Hemisphere, when going up to the Arctic, so Iceland, Greenland, Spitsbergen to see the beautiful polar bears, even through Arctic Canada, those trips are offered June through September during, quote-unquote, the Northern Hemisphere summer. But then if someone's considering Antarctica, that's located in the Southern Hemisphere, and the seasons are switched. So we would go during our winter, November through March, which I believe is still a little warm in Arizona.
Yeah.
But that's going to be during Antarctica's summer.
Wonderful. Describe maybe your personal moment, because I know you've been on some trips yourself with Quark. What's your favorite personal memory, if and only if you can narrow it down to one?
It's hard because I'm not lying when I say each and every single day moves you when you're on a polar expedition. But if I had to narrow it down, there's a narrow channel in Antarctica called the Lemaire Channel, and it can be ice-locked, but usually when you sail with such an experienced company like Quark Expeditions, we know how to navigate and get through this beautiful narrow channel. And I recall one particular time we were sailing through, and if you know about Antarctica, this is the time of the austral summer, so the sun never truly sets. It actually goes beyond the horizon, and for a few hours, the sky will light up in these lavender, tangerine, these beautiful pastel colors, and then the sun comes right back up again to start the day. And we happen to be going through the Lemaire Channel right around midnight, and it casts this beautiful rainbow glow on the water, and it was like seeing a live painting, and it really moved me. And you know, when you look over and you see the expedition team members who do this each and every single year, I saw them crying. So you know it's a pretty good one.
That's a good one when the experts are even tearing up and getting verklempt. I love those moments. It's hard to capture them. You did a great job of describing it. On the radio is even more difficult. I say the pictures that I see in your brochures and on your websites is spectacular, but it doesn't do it justice. You did a great job of capturing that. As we maybe go into a little tongue-in-cheek question here, I don't know if a lot of people know this. If I want to see the polar bears, I need to go to one pole. If I want to see the penguins, I don't go to that same place. I have to go to the opposite pole. Tell us about the wildlife differences of the North and South Pole.
Yes, happy to. This is an important question because you obviously want to go exactly where you're going to find this wildlife you'd like to see. So if someone would like to see polar bears, they're in the Arctic. They are closer to the North Pole. And I personally recommend two particular destinations for seeing polar bears in their natural setting. And the first one is going to be the beautiful archipelago of Svalbard. Try to say that three times fast. And that is part of the country of Norway. So you would initially fly into Oslo, Norway, maybe see some of the beautiful fjords, and then you head up to these little group of islands, and it is just this pristine, beautiful Arctic tundra. And we carefully will navigate on the small ships and the little Zodiac boats to see some of the polar bears, of course, keeping a safe distance. We want to protect the bears and the passengers. But this is one of the places, as well as Greenland. I had an amazing opportunity to go to Greenland just this past fall, and we saw 13 polar bears on a beautiful itinerary. Alternately, for all you penguin enthusiasts, there's 19 species of penguins in the world, and we have the opportunity to see 11 of them on our itineraries in Antarctica. So this will be in the southern hemisphere, and there's a wide variety. So if you have any particular penguin species, I'd always recommend Antarctica as the way to go.
Thank you. Our many thanks to Beth Mercier, who's our director of sales for Quark Expeditions, unscripted, uncharted, and uncompromisingly polar. Quark Expeditions is your polar experts. Beth, thanks for joining us on the Buckmaster Show today.
My pleasure, Ryan. Thank you so much.
Stay tuned as we continue with the travel hour of the Buckmaster Show. My favorite portion of the travel hour is we go to our on-site travel correspondent, the only man on the planet who could be a guest on his own show. Bill Buckmaster joins us from Antigua when we return.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
This is Moa Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Thank you for listening to 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's is located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Exciting news from Mona's. They're serving made-to-order hot breakfast, and they are open for lunch right now. Mona's Danish Bakery is on the northeast corner again of Swan and Sunrise. If you want to know more, you can go to monasdanishbakery.com or buckmastershow.com for a link to all of the fine goods there at Mona's. We are joined now, and it is my pleasure to bring on our on-site travel correspondent. He's coming to us live from the English Harbor on the island of Antigua, none other than Bill Buckmaster himself. Bill, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Ryan, good to talk to you. I'm just listening to you talk about Steve and his great team up at Mona's. Well, this morning we were over here in the World Heritage Site. Think Williamsburg in the Caribbean, English Harbor, which was the headquarters for the British fleet in the whole West Indies in the late 1700s. They have made a beautiful restoration of these buildings here. And we were over at a bakery where they were using the original 1780 brick ovens and some wonderful bakery goods. If there's a great bakery around, I'll find it. That's why I like Mona's.
I know. I as I follow you on Facebook, and most of your listeners I know as well do, we're not surprised to find you at a bakery. They might have been surprised, though, to find you at A&F Sales Limited. Were you repairing sails for a sailboat this morning?
Well, we've been trying to post some different things this trip. You know, the Buckmaster trips can sometimes, Ryan, resemble the Great Race, that TV show that ran for many seasons on CBS. And at English Harbor, we found this really neat shop. They have been repairing by hand, the old-fashioned way, sails of all kinds. We are in the epicenter here, Ryan, at English Harbor, of kind of the West Indies sailing scene. We were talking last night here at Admiral's Inn, which is a beautifully restored building here in the historic district, with a crew that was about 10 people getting ready to crew. Today they left on a 10-day voyage from Antigua over to Europe. And their first stop will be the island of Madeira, but that will take 10 days. Yeah, I loved Madeira. We were there a couple of years ago, and but this was really fun talking to these people. They're crewing this 220-foot yacht, and they will deliver it then. They'll get their provisions in Madeira. They'll then deliver it to a gentleman on the Spanish island of Mallorca. But that is typical of what goes on here in Antigua and English Harbor. We've been trying to do different things. We went to a sanctuary for animals, donkeys. That was fun. Over on Montserrat, which is 30 miles from Antigua, that is the island where the volcano blew in 1995, and there were continued eruptions really through 2010, and the volcano is still steaming. So it's still doing some venting, but we loved the island of Montserrat. For those who are looking for something really different, it's not that easy to get to. You fly on a very small airline, fly Montserrat with like five other people, but it's only a 20-minute flight, but I highly recommend it. We had a great time over there.
How much did you get to see of the exclusion zone? I thought that was a fantastic name for it, for an area of an island, the exclusion zone. Tell our listeners a little more about that.
I love the title alone, exclusion zone, makes you feel special, Ryan Hansen. If you, like Ann and I, my lovely wife, were able to get into the exclusion zone, thanks to one of the locals, a great guide. His name was Beep Beep, like BB, kind of like Bill Buckmaster, but Beep Beep, a native of the island of Montserrat. He not only took us to the exclusion zone, but being big rock and roll fans, we wanted to see what was left of Sir George Martin. Of course, he was the great Beatles producer, see what's left of Air Studios, where from 1979 to 1989, everybody from the Rolling Stones, who recorded their album Steel Wheels, to Sting, Nothing But the Sun was his album. Dire Straits did their best album ever, Brothers in Arms at Air Studios. Well, we posted some pictures of what's left of it, and folks might find it interesting. My wife has a hawk eye, and she saw Air and Studios. The gate is still intact, but it's kind of in a ruin right now because George Martin died last year, so he still has that property, and so it's all tied up in the estate in London. But anyway, that was a fabulous day to see the exclusion zone. Plymouth, which was the capital of Montserrat, by far had the finest British colonial architecture in the entire Caribbean. Plymouth right now is totally under ash, completely wiped out. And when this thing blew, they're lucky there weren't more deaths. 19 people died in 1997, and the exclusion zone, they keep changing the boundaries a little bit, but here's the way I describe it. Half the island is gray, like ash. The other half, it's as green as Ireland, and it is beautiful. The temperature never goes above 80 degrees because of a certain kind of trade wind. You can drink the water because it's all like volcanically filtered. So if anyone's looking for a very unusual destination, the island of Montserrat, which is one of the few islands we have not been to. So we have not been to Haiti or Cuba, but all of the other 26 Caribbean nations we have now been to.
Oh, you're inspiring many of our listeners and continuing this travel hour, which has been chock full of unique culinary experiences, historical experiences. Obviously, the geography there on the island of Montserrat is so unique because of what's happened. I was going to ask you this question, and you led me right into it. When you're thinking of going to the Caribbean, you having so well traveled in the Caribbean, what made you choose the destination and the itinerary for this specific trip?
Well, Montserrat was new. I wanted to see that. We had been to here to Admiral's Inn back in the about 26 years ago, our only visit here. So we wanted to kind of see what this is like again. We're going over to St. Kitts and then taking the water taxi over to their sister island, Nevis, because St. Kitts, Nevis is a Caribbean nation, the two islands. So we're going to stay at Nisbet Plantation, another place we were once visited and loved back in the 90s. It's kind of like going back and checking out some of these places we've really loved. But I think the point is, Ryan, if people want to see some islands, smaller islands in the Caribbean, it's very doable. From Tucson with connections either through Dallas and San Juan or through Charlotte, like we took Charlotte nonstop into Antigua. And then you hop around on some of the island carriers, like tomorrow we'll fly on Leeyacht, Leeward Island Air Transport, mm-hmm. which has been around forever here in the Caribbean. So, you know, there are ways to do it.
Well, I love that you're touching on a misperception of many travelers that I speak to that think of the Caribbean as just one island after another, that essentially every port is a rusty anchor, an old Spanish church, and a little beach bar. And that's so not the case. The identity of each of these islands are just so unique.
Oh, it is. And every island is a completely different experience. And that's the trouble. People do have that kind of stereotype, but there is so much to see in these areas. And I really highly recommend if people, maybe they've done the cruising and maybe they want to go on kind of an island hopping experience, staying at 4- and 5-star hotels. Any of your travel people, all of your advisors at Bon Voyage can help people and put them in really, really nice properties. And if they need any recommendations, they know who to call.
Yes, yes.
You
for sure. I was it's an amazing conversation when we talk to you. You are very well traveled. You sound engaged when you're on trips, but I have to ask, you sound quite relaxed. Has this been a relaxing experience for you and Anne?
Started off, we were really, really uptight trying to get the thing together. I think it just takes a while when you are in that kind of both Ann and I, you know, very much intense with our job. It does take a few days. And so I am now in relaxing vacation mode.
I love it. I know you'll be back next week, I believe, on the air hosting your own show. When are you back?
No. This is week one of two.
Oh, beautiful.
We've still got, we don't return to the air until the day after Memorial Day.
Outstanding.
So we have St. Kitts, Nevis, back up to St. Martin. We haven't been there in about 9 years. Some of the best beaches still there. Of course, they were devastated by a hurricane, and they are rebuilding. But that's still more to come.
Well, smooth travels to you and Ann, and we'll look forward to hearing you back on the air after Memorial Day. It's my pleasure to thank our guest, Bill Buckmaster, on the Bill Buckmaster Show today. Bill, thanks for joining us live from Antigua.
And check out the Facebook posts. Thank you.
You bet, my friend. And stay tuned for another great episode here. Jennifer English is on after the top of the hour with Around the Table. But our thanks to the contributors today of the Bill Buckmaster Show. Christy Angelotti spoke to us from Mikado Safaris. The African safari has to be on your bucket list. I just returned from Kenya and Tanzania, and it was truly the trip of a lifetime. James Rodriguez, the executive senior vice president from Oceana Cruises, spoke to us about the finest cuisine at sea can be aboard the vessels that are Oceana Cruises. Beth Mercier joined us to talk about the poles, North and South Pole, traveling with Quark Expeditions. And of course, Bill Buckmaster on the air with us. And he mentioned Facebook and BuckmasterShow.com. Again, tune in tomorrow. Dan Shearer hosts the Bill Buckmaster Show. It's been my pleasure. Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel signing off.